Dear students, dear faculty and staff, dear friends of the ITI here present, especially our parish priest, Father Pio, and his new assistant priest, Kaplan, Pater Edmund Waldstein. A warm welcome to our many new students this year, and to all returning students. Welcome home. Charity, as you know, is one of the pillars of the life at the ITI. And today, I would like to spend a few moments contemplating charity with you. The great master, Saint Catherine of Siena, says the following about charity. No sadness befalls charity, only joy. Charity makes the heart expansive, and generous, not double or narrow. Thus, Saint Catherine of Siena. I would like to tell you the story of a young man who lived this charity to the ultimate sacrifice of martyrdom. Sarkis was a 27-year-old Syrian Christian who lived in the town of Malalula, northeast of Damascus, the capital of Syria. In 2012, Islamic terrorists overrun the town, which is also known for a great Catholic sanctuary. They overrun the town and took Sarkis prisoner. They gave him the choice that is given to so many of our fellow Christians in the Middle East today. They gave him the choice to renounce Christ and accept Islam or die. Die by the sword. Sarkis refused to do so and was subsequently beheaded. His mother was later able to recover his body and bury it in the town of Maalula. Saint Catherine of Siena points to the ultimate consequence of charity when she says, charity is open to everyone. It is open with everyone. Therefore, the soul who possesses charity never falls into pain or distressing sadness, nor does she argue with obedience. No, she is obedient even to the point of death. It is this charity that is open with everyone, which as a student at the ITI, you are taught and asked to live. A charity that is open with everyone. In order that your heart be expansive and generous, not double or narrow, as Saint Catherine says. But why do I tell you the story of Sarkis? I tell you this story because it points us to a reality of today that we all need to have expansive hearts for, and a willingness to go out into the world and not to hide behind our books and campus walls. Studying theology is about knowing Christ, and we don't know Christ to keep him to ourselves, but to bring him to all, to witness. The story of Sarkis is such a witness, a witness of true charity, and a call for us to pray more here on campus and do more for our persecuted brethren and the hundreds of thousands of refugees that are flying from their countries, running from their countries, many of whom are living in tents not very far from Trumau in the village of Treiskirchen. The story of Sarkis, however, has a powerful sequel, of which I had the great privilege to be a witness. This past Sunday, I met the Holy Father in private audience at the Vatican, as I presented to him a group of over 100 Catholic legislators and experts from around the world that had assembled for a 3-day conference that I chaired. One of the participants in this conference was a Syrian friend of mine, Manuel. I think some of you know him. He has given a lecture here once before. He is a Syrian who has lived in Austria for many years and who helps refugees settle in this country. As it happened, and as Providence worked, one of the people he helped was the mother of Sarkis, who fled Syria when her son was killed 3 years ago. However, after her town, Ma'alula, was recaptured by the Syrian army some time ago, she returned home, wanting to be near the grave of her son, her martyred son. As a thank you for his help, the mother of Sarkis presented my friend Manuel with the cross Sarkis had been wearing when he gave his life for Christ. It was her most precious possession. On Sunday, as Manuel was introduced to the Holy Father, and I had the honor to be standing next to the Holy Father, he in turn presented this cross to Pope Francis, praying that it may protect the Holy Father in his ministry. I could see how the Holy Father almost had tears in his eyes as he took the cross. As you know, Pope Francis has been pleading with the world leaders and with all of us to take to our heart the plight of the persecuted Christians. And I ask you to please do the same. Charity is to be lived on campus, as the professors and our priests have been teaching you, and those of you who are new will be teaching you. And it has to be through the expansiveness of your heart to each other, to your professors, to the staff, and to the world outside. The world that needs your prayer and that needs your witness. On Saturday, a bishop was beatified in Lebanon, in fact in Beirut, Blessed Flavian Michel Malke, who 100 years ago died for Christ in exactly the same way as Sarkis died. Let us pray at his intercession that we may be faithful as those two martyrs for Christ have been, and that our charity may be, in the words of Saint Catherine, a tender arrow that does not show one thing with her face and tongue when she has another in her heart. Thank you.